Father God, God, we thank you for this word. God, we thank you for this Bible, this book. God, we thank you for these pages and these lines of ink. God, I thank you, Lord, that we get to have it on our lap, that we get to put it on our phone. God, I thank you, Lord, that we get to hide it inside of our heart. And tonight, God, I pray, Lord, that as we look at these pages, as we look at these verses, these lines, these sentences, God, that there'll be so much more than just a poem or just some old dead book, but God, oh God, that this book would become life to us. God, that it would change us from the inside out. God, that we would understand what it means to hold this in our hands, God. Lord, that, oh God, that you have protected it and you have guided it. And God, you've brought it to us today, Lord, so we could read it this January evening, 2014. So Lord, whatever's in it, get it in us. And Lord God, make the difficult easy to understand. Lord, God, we pray these things tonight. And also, we pray these things for each and every other youth ministry in the Inland Empire, even around the world, Lord God. They're meeting tonight, tomorrow, yesterday. God bless them, especially if they're talking about Jesus and going through this word. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. We won't get into this. We got this brand new series coming up that we're starting up tonight called Hoarders. Has anybody ever seen the show Hoarders? Has anybody ever had to barf? Why? Not just barfing. That's not the point. But have you ever watched one of those shows and it's like, why would anybody want to do that? If you guys got your Bibles, turn to Philippians, in Philippians the third chapter. But it's bizarre, and even more bizarre, it's the things people do are just crazy sometimes. And sometimes the things people do, they have no logical explanation. I mean, have you literally seen somebody do something and you think to yourself, why? 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 Why did you do that? Why did you say that? Why are you wearing that? Why do you live this way? Does it make any sense? I mean, some people are just self-destructive. It's just the way people are. Just people don't make no sense. If you ever had a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know that to be true. People don't make any sense. They just don't. And that's kind of like this thing, this phenomena, this mental illness called hoarding. I mean, look, I know what it's like to have a messy room. I mean, back when I was a teenager, I used to live in a shack in the backyard. My parents, there was this little room attached to my garage in the backyard. And it was kind of like the prison, size of a prison cell. And my dad used to work in a prison, so there you go. But it was this little room attached to the garage, and I call it the shack. Because it was in the backyard, it'd get really cold, it'd get really breezy and stuff like that. And especially during the wintertime, our really harsh California winters where it like tips like 55 degrees. Woo! If you're in the shack, you don't want to go inside of the house because there's like a whole like 150 feet of backyard you got to trek through. Snow and wild animals and hills and natives and stuff like that. I mean, you never know if you come back alive. So like if I would go to my room with a bowl of cereal, the bowl of cereal would stay there till I'm good and ready to take it back inside. And I used to have this little tiny, mini fridges, and I just put my dirty dishes in there. Shut up. Oh, you shut up. You know you would do the exact same thing. I don't want to hear none of that, what's underneath your bed, okay? What are you hiding in your closet? Don't give me none of that, You've all found some milk that turned into cheese in your bedroom somewhere sometime. Yeah, see, thank you. I see a couple heads nodding. The honest people in this room look at me like that. Be quiet. I'm going to preach a little bit more. All right. Philippians third chapter. So, I mean, and it happens, but to no extent to some of these stories on hoarders. I mean, this is that kind of, I mean, to be called a hoarder, that's intense. I mean, literally stacks and mounds of trash where people, I mean, you literally have to climb over it. People, they just don't get rid of things. Pack rats, where it's like you get something and you just can't let it go. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Because chances are, I don't think anybody in this room is a hoarder. We might be able to tell, but you guys are like normal, sane people for the most part, and chances are you probably aren't hoarders. Maybe you got messy, dirty, nasty, funky rooms. Maybe you wore that shirt a couple days in a row, but you're not a hoarder, physically. Spiritually, it's a different story. Because there's things in our heart, there's things in our lives that we've stored up that we refuse to let go. You know, the next couple weeks, all we're going to be talking about really is just letting go. Let go. Let go. That's what we're talking about, letting go. Because a hoarder is someone who refuses to let go. And see, the problem is this. It's one thing to be someone who refuses to let go of treasure. The problem is when people don't want to let go of their trash. I mean, you've heard the saying, right? One man's trash is another man's treasure. And one man's treasure, another man's trash, right? I mean, theoretically, that means everything could potentially be treasure, right? Interesting. Treasure to one, trash to another. Trash to one, treasure to another. Interesting concept. Interesting concept. But is it true? Because, like, people like to do that kind of stuff. They find trash, upcycle it, bejewel, bedazzle it, becomes new. I love this now. Craigslist, all that kind of stuff. Yard sales. But is it true? Philippians 3rd chapter, in the Bible. That's right. I said it, in the Bible. In Philippians 3rd chapter, let's go. Oh, gosh, where do we want to start here? Sorry, I got a cough. It's been... That's a trash I'm trying to get rid of right there, right there. Anyway, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and start at verse 7. I'll give you a little bit of background. Because Paul is talking, the Apostle Paul, he's talking, the Holy Spirit's working through him. He's writing this letter to these people in this city. And he says, look, guys, you know, he says, look, if anybody has a reason to boast, anybody has a reason to pop their collar, to brush the dust off their shoulder, if anybody should have a statue made about them and placed in the city hall square, it probably should be me. Because he says, look, I've got every reason to think I'm better than other people. He says, look, I am educated. I've been to the best schools. He says, I was born into the right families. I do the right things. I know how to keep the law. And he said, even with religious things, I was all about the religious things. But he says, you know what? I look at all these things that people value. I mean, you think about it. I mean, what are the things that people want? Big house, good grades, go to the right school, the right college, get themselves on the right team. Not the Chargers, sad to say. Why just 1 year, Lord? Just 1 year. That's all I want. 1 year. Just one ring. Anyway, so I mean, you do the right thing. But these are things people value. Enough money, come from the right. You know what I'm saying? But he says, I've got all this stuff that people want. But then he comes into verse 7, Philippians 3, verse 7. Let's go there. He says, but look, these things that were, this is before he met Jesus, these things that were gain to me, well, yet I have counted loss for Christ. He says, these things that people treasure, I call it trash. Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all the things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. You see, when this man Paul, when he gave his heart to God, he lost these things. It's even thought that even his family, because he came from a wealthy family, that he lost his family. They stopped talking to him, stopped returning his phone calls. Nobody retweeted him. I mean, it was a sad story. Because he lost it all. All of his friends that he used to be a rabbi with, a Pharisee with, they didn't want to talk to him no more. Lost his friends. His prestige, his degree from that school he went to, it didn't really mean anything now. Because he had a whole new life to live. He started from square one. He says, all these things I lost... I've suffered loss of all these things. I count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith. See, one man's trash, it can be a treasure. But there are some treasures that no matter how much you look at them, will always be trash. Does that make sense? See, person can treasure something, but no matter how much they treasure it, that doesn't make it not trash. Because some people love things that are worthless. And some people value things. And no matter how much they care or value it, it does not change the fact that it's still trash. And that's true if you've ever seen one of those hoarder shows. Those people love that trash. They bathe in the trash. They sleep on the trash. They wallow in the trash. The trash falls on them and they push the trash aside. Their trash looks lonely, so they get more trash and they put trash friends with their other trash. If there's trash outside, they say, I want that trash inside. If there's too much trash inside, they say, I want that trash even on the outside. But the problem is this. It's still trash, right? No matter how much they care about it. And that's what happens with us sometimes, too. You see, Paul knew that. Paul said, look, all the things I valued, I found out that it really wasn't valuable. And in our lives, some of us, including myself in this place, we value things that are not valuable, and we become hoarders. We have in our lives, in our heart, we have this closet full of junk that we refuse to get rid of. This closet full of trash. It's just that's overflowing in our lives at times, and we refuse to see it as trash. We treasure it when it really means nothing, and it just stinks our life up. And we've got to be wise enough to tell the difference between trash and treasure. See, Paul lived his whole adult life calling trash treasure until finally one day the Bible says that Jesus finally knocked him off his horse, took scales off his eyes, and he said, oh my gosh, everything I've been living for doesn't count. It doesn't matter. It's going to go away. I need to start living for something that's real. I need to stop gathering trash and start gathering treasure. So the question today is this, to you and to myself, if you don't mind me preaching to myself today, is what are you hoarding? What are you gathering? What is your life filled with? Is your life filled with trash or is your life filled with treasure? Because there are some things that will always be trash. And there are some things in your life that are trash simply because they're broken and need to be fixed by Jesus Christ. So what do you have? Trash or treasure? Trash treasure. How do you even tell the difference? Well, if you're taking notes, because I know you are, I guess you'd say this is real treasure. Treasure doesn't spoil. Trash spoils. If you need to, put a little number one next to that. Point one. Treasure does not spoil. Treasure doesn't spoil. Trash spoils. Trash goes bad. If you have something and you just keep it for too long, then it'll go bad. It'll fade away. It'll disintegrate. It'll be disgusting. There was if you guys got your Bible, go turn to Matthew the sixth chapter. One of the most famous hoarder episodes is about a woman named Terry the cat lady. Number one is, cats are nasty. I don't care what you say, cats are nasty. Thank you. Who loves cats? Okay. What I really meant was, who's crazy? Okay, got it. Done. Now we identified all these people here. Good to know. Terry the cat lady, one of the most famous hoarders episodes. Don't look it up. It's disgusting. I refuse to click on the video link. Just read the story. When the authorities finally came into her house, they found 49 cats alive. Dozens of other cats not alive. Refrigerator full of cats. Freezer full of cats. The Ziploc bag in her bedroom. Cat soup. It had been in there so long. True story. Don't ask. I don't want to know. Didn't watch the video. In addition to other animals that had found their way to have their final resting place in this lady's house, the authorities came in. It was just, it was a mess. Animals and things that animals do. And the lady treasured these cats. They just didn't last. They spoiled. And basically what happened is it was basically animal cruelty, torture, the whole thing. She loved the cats and she thought she was helping the cats. She treasured the cats and she refused to let the cats go. They needed to go. They'd be better off in the forest. But the thing she valued, I mean, eventually, I mean, all animals go, you know, and I mean, all dogs go to heaven, but all animals eventually go, and she refused to release them to the morgue. And it became trash to her, even though she treasured these nasty, nasty things. Ugh. You see, that's a true mark of what treasure is it doesn't spoil. You see, treasure today is treasure forever. Things that we value that are temporary have a tendency to be trash. They don't last forever. And if it's not trash, then it may be a good thing, but we can't treat it like a treasure because it's fading, it passes away. See, Matthew 6:19, if you guys got it, go ahead, turn there. In Matthew 6:19, Jesus, he breaks it down and says it really simple. He says, look, don't lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, because those treasures are only treasures here on earth. He says, look, here on earth, moth and rust will destroy them. Thieves will break in and steal it. So, but look, this is what you need to do. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And you see, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but when you treasure trash, your heart gets steeped in trash. That's the best you can do, is be stuck in the muck and the mire. But when your heart is set on real treasure, things that don't fade and things that don't go away, when your heart is set on these things, and then you won't be shaken. See, here's what I found out about some stuff, is that some stuff is replenishable. Does that make sense to you? Replenishable. See, money comes and goes. If you get stuck on money, then you're going to be miserable, because money comes, money goes. You're broke one day, and you got money the next day, and then you're broke again. Gentlemen, you get a girlfriend, you will be broke. And then you'll break up with her, and you'll have money again. Oh, but then you want another girlfriend, and then you'll be broke again. Money's a replenishable thing. See, that's why you can't treasure money, because it comes and goes. You can't treasure money. It comes and goes. It's a replenishable asset. I would even say your reputation, your popularity, look, it doesn't take much to be unpopular. But see, people treasure it. And one day you're in, the next day you are out. That's anyway. See, Your clothes, man. Clothes are cool for like 5 years, maybe. And then you gotta wait like another 25 years for them to be cool again. It's in, it's out. Ladies, your appearance, your looks, it's temporary. You've seen old people? They get old and droopy. Whoa. No, Robin, you are wonderfully beautiful. You and Fred are both ageless. Her husband and Robin and her husband Fred are like the most beautiful people I've ever seen. Seriously, they're gorgeous. Okay. Mostly Fred, though. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Tell Fred, I think he's beautiful. But it goes. It comes and it goes, guys. And if you treasure these things, you will be sorely disappointed, because moth will come and eat it, rust will come and destroy it, and the thieves will come and steal it. The truth is, it never belongs to you anyway. That's why you need to value things that don't spoil. I mean, even your life. What is your life? It's temporary. Even to treasure your own life. Your soul, your spirit, your integrity, relationships, family. I mean, look, these things have a depth to them. Even the wonderful, beautiful cats died and turned to soup. Treasure doesn't spoil. So if you're treasuring something that one day will be gone or spoils, then you need to check your priorities. And then you look at this too, is I guess you could say number two would be treasure. Treasure is what you build your life with. See, you're either building your life with trash or you're building with treasure. You're either building with trash or you're building with treasure. But the difference is this, is that a treasure house, a treasured life, is a life that stands. A life built with trash is bound to fall. I mean, all you need to do is listen to Three Little Pigs and you know exactly where we're going with this one. There was two hoarders back about 60 years ago, 1947, 60, 70 years ago. They're brothers, old folk, Langley and Homer. That is a true story, actually. Probably one of the most famous in time in recent history, hoarder stories. They had over 100 tons of trash in their house in Manhattan. Over 100 tons. That's like a dinosaur size. That's like a dinosaur of trash. And what happened is Langley ended up going missing. His brother Homer had to look for him. Only problem was this, is that they loved their trash so much. They had stacks of newspaper and old pictures. They had car parts in their house. It was just literally stacks on stacks. When the authorities finally came in, they found 12 pianos in the house. 12 pianos in the house. And this is 1947. It wasn't like no Casio keyboard. Because you could lose a couple of those in your closet. These are pianos. Well, they loved their trash so much, they were scared of people stealing their trash. So they booby-trapped it. Their neighbors had begun to smell a smell, an unusualer-ist smell, and the authorities came in, and they found Homer. He got trapped in the booby trap. He didn't make it. He starved. But the problem was the smell wasn't him. So I know this is like the grossest series in the world. I apologize. That's why I did no pictures. But Langley, the brother, was the one that was missing. So for the next 2 weeks, they literally did a citywide search. And it wasn't until they started emptying out all the trash they had found him. 10 feet from where they had found the other brother who was looking for him and got stuck in the booby trap. They both were killed by their trash. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh. You see, you build your life with something. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. If you guys have 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, put it up here. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. Paul says, I laid the foundation, which is Jesus. And then another person, well, he builds on it. But let each person, each one take heed on how you build it. That's your life. I mean, how are you building your life? What are you valuing? What are you making your decisions on? How do you determine whether you do this or that? Is it trash or treasure? What are you hoarding and keeping? What are you building your life on? He says, let him take heed on how he builds it. For no other foundation, there you go. 11. Yeah. For no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Hang tight right there. Now, if you're in this place, chances are you probably know who Jesus is. Chances are you're probably a Christian. You're living for God. So your foundation is Jesus. But I don't know if you know any Christians that are, like, dumb. I don't even know any dumb Christians, hypocrite Christians. I don't know if you know any Christians that are, like, sour and depressed. They go to church, but they don't, you know, they don't go to church. They just go to church. One way here, another way there. They have a foundation that's solid, is Jesus Christ. They love God. But their life doesn't always look like it. They have a good foundation, but they're building with trash. There's only one foundation anybody can lay that, and that which is laid, Jesus Christ. Next verse says this. Now, if anybody builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, and straw. Hey, is this little pigs? It says, go on. And each one's work will become clear. For the day, whenever you see capital D, day, that's either when Jesus comes back, or that's when you're dead and you're standing before Jesus. That's the day, capital D day. The day will declare. Why? Because it'll be revealed by fire. Fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Next verse. If anybody's work is built on it, endures, will receive reward. Next one, last one. If anybody's work is burned, he'll suffer loss. He himself, he'll be saved, but so as through fire. What is this saying? See, there's a lot of people going to heaven, living stupid. A lot of people believe in God, but they don't live like it. They may make it to heaven, but their life is going to be difficult, challenging, and unfulfilling. They're gonna come and stand before God, and God's gonna say, "What did you do with the life I gave you?" And it's gonna come before God, and he's gonna see everything we did, and he's gonna say, "Is it really? This is what you did with this life?" I mean, I don't think he'll really be surprised, but he says, "You know what? I had so much more for you. Fire's gonna come and burn it away, because the things we did didn't matter. The things we did didn't matter." Now, I'm not saying it's wrong if you're on the sports team. I'm not saying it's wrong if you have friends or go out and have a good time. I'm not saying it's wrong if you play Ghost or anything like that. But I am saying this, is that what are you building your life with? And the things that you are you doing them for God or for yourself? Because even a good thing done for yourself becomes trash instead of something that glorifies God. If you're on a sports team, then that can become precious gold and stones if done for God. But even coming to church can be wood, hay, and stubble if you're doing it because your parents make you, or if you're doing it just to get close to that girl, or something great can become something trashy, broken. See, if you focus on building your life based on God, then you'll find yourself with great reward in heaven. But if you don't, if you do things for yourself, if you do things that are wasteful, if you do things that bring no glory, no eternal benefit, it's here today, gone tomorrow. If you do that, then you'll find yourself with a big old pile of ash in front of your feet as you squeak by into heaven. See, is it going to last the fire? Or are we doing things? See, Paul said, look, back in Philippians, he said, this stuff is rubbish. You know, in the Bible, you know what that word rubbish means? It means poop. I mean, literally, the word is poop in the Bible. That word that they use in the Bible back in the original language, thousands of years ago, the word he wrote meant two things. It meant poop, or it meant good-for-nothing stuff that dogs eat. Dogs eat poop, too. Unless it's a dead cat in the fridge. But anyway, dog will probably eat that too. But that's literally the word he used. He said, look, this is crap. This is crap. Don't build your life with crap. Build with stuff that matters, with stuff that's going to last. And the things that last, number three, is this: treasure won't spoil. Treasure is what you build your life with, and treasure is what you find in Jesus. I love the verse. I love what the Bible says. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. Anything good lasting comes from God. Anything you get anywhere else, well, it doesn't really matter. If it comes from God, it's going to honor God. If it doesn't honor God, then you, my friend, have a pile of trash. But if it does honor God, then maybe you might find yourself with gold, precious stones, and rubies. Revelation 3, last verse, shut it down. Revelation 3, and I'm done. Revelation 3, God's writing the short little letter, a short little note to a church. Maybe you've heard us talk about it before, but in Revelation 3:15, God's talking to this church in a city called Laodicea. He says, look, guys, I know your works. I know what you're building your house with, and I see what you're keeping, what you're hoarding. I know your works, and I know you're neither cold, you're not hot. I wish you were either cold or hot, because both of those are useful. But because you're lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. That's rude, but that's what you do with trash. If something's yucky, bleh, goes out. He says, because you say this, this is why I'm going to vomit you out. Because you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, look, I'm rich. I've become wealthy. I have need of nothing. I am perfectly fine in my castle of trash. And you have no idea that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Watch out. Naked. See, this lady with the cats, she thought she was helping them. I can't get rid of the cats because I love them so much. I love these cats. That's why I keep them in the refrigerator. I love them. Langley and Homer, we're going to booby trap everything because people want to steal our trash. Those 13-year-old newspapers, I saw my neighbor looking at him. He wants those newspapers. I can't get by without 12 pianos underneath 5 car engines. How could I live without it? I'll booby trap. See, they thought they were okay. They thought they were doing good. They thought they were loving the cats. Yuck. How could a real man even love a cat? No, they're cute. They're kittens. They're cute. I'll admit that. And they said, I'm rich. I'm wealthy. I don't need nothing. But God said, look, you're jacked up, you're miserable, wretched, naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, then that you'd be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness would not be revealed. I'll anoint your eyes with salve, with medicine, so you can see. See, God said, the only true treasure comes from me. That girlfriend did not come from Jesus. Don't do it. If the job offered to you did not come from Jesus, don't do it. That opportunity, that gift, that idea did not come from Jesus, don't do it. If it doesn't honor God, don't do it. Because it's not precious. It's just something to get you by for the day. Because it's bound to spoil at the end of the day. Real treasure is found in Jesus. Look, you got to consider the source. Pastor Jim told me that a year and a half ago. He told us all pastors. I let you guys consider the source. I don't expect filet mignon from McDonald's. I expect mutated cow from McDonald's. Those cows that they beat up, it's really sad. That's what I expect from McDonald's. I want real food. I want real steak. I'm going to go somewhere else. Consider the source. If Jesus is the source, then I'll tell you this. It's going to be good, and it's going to last. But if he's not, then you need to consider the source. You're getting gypped. You see? Keep what's good. Get rid of what's bad. Trash treasure. Go through your relationships, your friends. Trash treasure. Not that they're trash, because they're not trash. Nobody's trash. Some people are hurt, but some relationships are trash. Some have been holding on to things for too long. Some of you guys have been holding on to hobbies, ideas, dreams. They're trash. Some of you guys have been hoping for certain things, but you need to stop because it's trash. Paul said it. I was born in the right family. I was born with money. I went to the best schools. I did all the right things. But when I really looked at it, it was all trash. It was crap. So I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to go for what really matters. I think, I know I do. And maybe you too. You need to reconsider as well. Trash or treasure? What you got? Trash or treasure? Where'd you get it from? Trash or treasure? Is it holding you back? Trash or treasure? Does it smell? Trash treasure. Is he going to go away? Trash treasure. You guys got something from God today? Let's give him praise. Hey, angel. Come on up here. Let's go wrap this thing up.